Shores, El Pacifico. Bill Hendry.
To compare America's healthcare system to the systematic murdering of 6 million Jews.
If people who work here on a daily basis and work for
I think the broader question as well is the First Lady in her remarks.
Well, it's interesting because I emailed the story to Meg Stapleton.
Who are these people and what do they do?
World famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch on this show. And that's it, man. I don't care where anybody's coming from. I don't care if they're left or right, man. We'll cook them. We'll put them in the fifth ring of hell. We'll give them the napalm suite. Let them roast. Let them die. We're interested in what's actually happening and not the way some jackass wants to spin it. And the way everybody wants to feel, man, they don't care how right anything is. They want to feel good, huh? The White House has gone after Fox News for its, quote, lies. Let's take a look at that in just a second. Coming up, Representative Grayson lapping up the attention. He apologizes for his Holocaust remark, but he's lapping up the attention, as in lap, as in lick. Roman Polanski apparently agreed to pay $500,000 in a civil suit, but he hasn't paid up that cheap, stinking little...
You're going to say Pollock, weren't you?
No, I was not.
All right. I got to check.
Yeah, you check, man. And the CBS employee who's been charged with extorting David Letterman has pled not guilty. I guess he's not then. Now, here we have a story from the White House. In the past few months, Fox News' critical coverage of the Obama administration has been the subject of scornful scrutiny by left-leaning pundits and political satirists. But now the White House appears to be willing to get dirt on its own hands, jumping into the fray by blasting network's disregard for facts in a post on the official White House blog. Written by White House online program director Jesse Lee, the post takes issue with Fox News coverage of the president's attempts to help the city of Chicago secure the 2016 Olympics, saying that Rupert Murdoch's cable news juggernaut, which famously bills itself as being fair and balanced, has continued its disregard for the facts in an attempt to smear the administration's efforts to convince the International Olympic Committee the U.S. should host the Games. Lee specifically takes aim at, guess who? Glenn Beck, who in July accused the president of being a racist. If you didn't hear it, here it is. I don't know if Glenn would ever really want to. I think if he heard these comments, I think, Glenn, if you listen back, well, you better not listen.
This president, I think, has exposed himself as a guy over and over and over again who has a deep-seated hatred for white people,
huh?
For the white culture. I don't know what it is.
You can't say he doesn't like white people. David Axelrod's white. Rahm Emanuel's his chief of staff are white. I think 70% of the people that we see every day are white. Robert Gibbs is white.
I'm not saying that he doesn't like white people.
No, you didn't say that. All he said, he had a deep-seated hatred for white people. Well, Glenn knows what he's saying. He does know what he's saying. And he knows that what he's saying, most of it is coming out of his ass. He knows that. Glenn's a showman. He's a showman, or as he likes to say...
I am a clown.
Although he's not funny, he tries to be, and I give him points for that. No, Glenn's never been funny. Nobody who actually knows anything about funny knows that he ain't funny, but he is a showman. What is a showman? A showman is a guy who gets on a stage... And through a series of dances and patter and sleight of hand and whatever else they used to do in vaudeville, he retains the audience's attention. He gets them to watch and they pay their money. And that's what shows are about. Now, Glenn knows that much of what he says is not based in any research. It has no connection to reality. He draws the line between dots, as we say on the show, by way of Beijing. You know, he'll connect the dots all right, man. Even if he has to, land on Pluto and then come all the way back, he'll connect them. Glenn knows how to pitch a populist message that is right in the wheelhouse of people's paranoia and ignorance. Excuse me for saying it, but it's true. Now, this is coming from a guy I don't care if the conservatives hate me or the liberals hate me. I don't care. I'm just telling you what's going on. And again, you can get the facts. You can want to know what's going on, or you can just be happy and fat and friend, you know, have yourself a lot of fun listening to this guy. And if you know that what he's saying is hot air and has no basis in reality, have fun with it. Unfortunately, though, a lot of people think that Glenn believes the stuff he says. You think he believes that Obama's a racist? Do you think that... Well, I've got to ask you guys a question. Do you honestly believe that Glenn Beck thinks Obama's a racist? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Wrong.
Yeah, I was going to say no.
No, you weren't. You say no because he said that I was wrong.
Well, you're wrong, okay? And Robert, you were probably going to say you thought he was a racist too until you heard me say no to Bud, so I'm making you wrong too.
No, I said I didn't think so.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. I don't believe either way. You guys think he believes it. No, he doesn't believe it. If Glenn actually believes that, he hasn't thought about it very hard. Now, maybe he does, but maybe he also knows that he doesn't really have to explain that because it's a very explosive thing. It plays right into the fears that a lot of people have. It makes sense to people that don't think very deeply about things, and it works. I asked somebody the other day, I said, tell me what you really think. Is Glenn an idiot, or does he really believe the stuff he says? And their conclusion was, he's neither. He's not an idiot, and he doesn't believe what he says. He knows that what he says isn't true. He is just putting it on. And I thought, okay. I mean, I could go with that. But you know that means that if he ever got anybody on his show to debate him on some of these issues that he doesn't really even believe in, that he'd get his ass handed to him. And then I remembered, the only time he ever has somebody on his show to debate, it's never about some of this stuff that he talks about that gets all the press, like, is Obama a racist? He's never going to actually sit down and engage anybody on that, because Glenn would have his ass taken apart in front of all of his ever-loving fans. He can't let that happen. You know, he's never actually going to sit down, for instance, and debate the idea of socialism in America with somebody because he'd get his ass handed to him. So Glenn will make these very explosive comments knowing that what he is saying is half-baked, but he also knows it plays to a large segment of the audience. Now, on any given day, people's tastes can be... Oh, I don't know. They might be refined or they might be right out of their ass. It just depends on how people are feeling, what they're interested in. On any given day, people like pet rocks, right? On any given day, people may be into Cabbage Patch dolls. On any given day, people are into Transformers. On any given day, we're into all kinds of different things. Some of them are interesting and complex, and the others are just escapist. But always remember that if you sit down and get your information, and by that I mean your facts, from cats like that, the joke's on you. And like we always say on a show, remember where you heard it, the joke is on you. Now, Glenn is a successful man, but it isn't because he knows what he's talking about when it comes to actually the facts and figures of an issue. It's because he knows the taste of the audience and what is going to resonate with that particular audience that he has been hired to entertain there at 5 o'clock Pacific, 8 o'clock Central, whatever time he's on, right? He's got this Fox audience that seems to tend conservative, although I'm sure all kinds of people watch Fox. I watch Fox. And he knows sort of where their heads are at, and he goes for it. And he uses a lot of his showmanship that he learned in radio, and he puts on an entertaining show for those guys. But what's sort of sad here is that not only is the White House jumping in here and saying, I'm going to have to fact check Glenn Beck because he's wrong, and that's sort of sad, but you know what? They have to, because there are actually people quoting this jackass. Even Glenn would be sick to his stomach if he knew how many people are quoting him and saying, yeah, this cat, I'm really down with him, man, because he said that Obama is a racist, and look at this connection between him and Bill Ayers and this other socialist. And another thing, man, you know, Obama and socialism and Marxist-Leninism. And you know another thing he said? He said that, and we bought Alaska in the 1950s. So now the White House is jumping into this thing because they got to fact-check Glenn Beck. And why do they got to do that? Because they're afraid a lot of people believe him. You want to know something? They're probably right. And when the heat gets too hot, and when things get a little too weird, Glenn does what a lot of people who really aren't funny but think they are do. They fall back on the, oh, I was being funny, as in,
I am a clown.
But, you know, come on, why are you taking me? I said the guy's a racist, but... I mean, the cat believes that he's a racist or he doesn't. If you don't, Glenn, and you're saying that as a point to drive home, having to do with something larger, then what's your point? Is the guy a racist, or are you making a larger point? If there is a larger point, what is it? And are you capable of articulating it? Well, the answer to that question is no, he isn't. Does he really believe Obama's a racist? No, he doesn't. Does he want people to believe that he does? Of course he does. And when people get really pissed...
I am a clown.
Like that. And then right after that...
I am gay.
But
I am a clown.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, the number here in a world-famous Phil Hendry show. Also, your phone calls next, as well as the story on Grayson as he is just sucking up all the love he's getting for sounding incredibly stupid on the floor of the House of Representatives. 877-876, and we'll be right back. Phil Hendry show.
Phil Hendry. Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
That's like that Michelle Bachmann, you know, she's that congresswoman from Minnesota who said that because there would be clinics in schools, you know, these school clinics, a facet of public health care reform, that kids could go and get abortions, right? Now, there's a difference, Representative Bachmann, between you and Glenn Beck. Glenn's a showman. He does what he does because he's got advertisers to keep happy, money to make, and a network to keep happy. You, on the other hand, you have a responsibility to your constituents, don't you? So what is the point of you standing there like some, I don't know, like, you know, some bitch queen for Fox News and saying that they're going to have abortions in school clinics? I mean, I don't know whether you're getting paid to say this stuff, whether there's like a sponsorship tag on your ass someplace, you know, paid for by Fox or Glenn or maybe CNN. I don't know who's paying you. Why would you stand there and say something like that? Because you're trying to get reelected. I understand that. Because you want to be the national face of the Republican Party. You want to be the female that the Republicans put for national office somewhere along the line because Sarah Palin didn't work out. I get that, too, you know. But people are already moving past the psycho as sexy, you know, paradigm. They're moving past that now. They're moving past the extremist bitch soccer mom to something a little bit more sensible. By the way, we have a story coming up. McCain's campaign chairman, or one of the principals in his campaign, says that Sarah Palin running for national office, a GOP nomination for Sarah Palin for president, let's say, would be a catastrophe. Now, where did you hear that first? Thank you. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go here to Jackie in Newport News, Virginia. Jackie, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. What can we do for you?
Yes, sir. I heard you say that you didn't understand, sir, why they're conservatives, and they must be idiots if they're conservatives, basically.
No, I said conservatives and liberals. I said don't be selective listening now, Jackie. I said conservatives and liberals.
But it seems to me, sir, you're obviously pretty much against conservatives.
I'm against liberals, too.
Well,
I hate all
good.
Of them. I hate you. I hate conservatives and liberals. Both groups of people care nothing for the country. They simply care about their own ideologies. They'd rather see the country burn to the ground than give up their ever-loving ideologies.
Right, Phil.
Both of them.
That's your name, Phil, right? But
yes,
the thing
I'm
is,
Phil. P-H-I-L.
A lot of conservative people have morals. They have a good value system. They're trying to set for their children.
It's got nothing to do with being a conservative. It's got nothing to do with being a conservative. They may have morals, but that has nothing to do with their ridiculous political ideal. Morals is a spiritual thing. Morals is a religious thing. It's your relationship with God. It's a relationship. That's got nothing to do. See, political point of view is not a religion.
Right, but
It is a practical way of approaching politics. And as politics and the political scene changes, one's political views must shift in order to deal with the reality.
Right, but I think America's vastly going downhill. I think that this president and his soul...
Because of conservatives and liberals, because of all of those people, conservatives and liberals, who have turned this country into nothing more than a petty sniping arena. Nobody can do anything without the other side. I bet you Obama could crap Tiffany cufflinks and conservatives would hate him. Conversely, President Bush could do the same thing and liberals would hate him. What sense is there in that? It doesn't help this country.
I see what you're saying, sir. I do feel that we are becoming a socialist country. If you look at everything that's going on.
Yeah, but you can't even define that. You can't even define that. You're just quoting things. Have you ever thought about it?
Well, you know what? I do, and I heard what you said, sir. I do listen to Glenn Beck. I know you don't like him, but I think he does make
a lot of
sense.
No, Glenn doesn't believe what he says. Are you listening to me?
Yes, I am.
No, hold on. You have to hear this. He doesn't even believe what he is saying to you, and you're taking it away as fact. Don't you feel a little foolish?
Why do you say he doesn't believe that?
Number one, I happen to know Glenn's performance style because I've worked with him. I know that he doesn't even grasp what a racist is. I hate to say that, but he doesn't. He doesn't even grasp what socialism is. I am telling you, he says these things because he knows that they play well to the audience. He doesn't believe Obama's a racist. He couldn't define racist. He just says it because he knows that there are people. I know you don't want to believe what I'm saying, Jackie, and you don't have to. You don't have to.
Well,
you can go ahead.
I want to say to you, and I'm not
and
a
believe
ministry,
it,
but I do believe there's a God, and I hope you do too. And if you really look in Revelations and so forth, you will see that a lot of the stuff he's saying is true. What's going on? The dictatorship form that President Biden has taken, and all these things going on.
Nothing. No, Jackie, you got nothing to say to me. I'm sorry, dear. I mean, I respect you. None of it is happening. None of it is going on.
You're being sold.
You know, you're doing your part. You're watching Glenn so that his advertisers are happy and he's making money. But beyond that, you're not getting any information from him.
Yeah, but please keep your eyes open. I'm telling you,
My eyes have been open my whole life. My eyes were open when they said the armies of Jerusalem would, you know, they'd be descending on Jerusalem at the turn of the millennium. Didn't happen. My eyes were open when they said it was going to be Y2K. Didn't happen. My eyes were open when the planets aligned in 1988 and they said there was going to be an earthquake. Didn't happen. My eyes were open when they said that there was going to be a Holocaust at the turn of the millennium. Didn't happen. My eyes have been open all these times listening to all of these people. Predictions like that, Jackie, are the predictions of people who are either very, very old and can't imagine the world outlasting them, or people who simply want to get a gathering around their soapbox.
Well, look at it this way. What have you got to lose? It's better to be safe than sorry. I tell you what you do.
Do you own property?
No, I don't anymore. No,
Do you have a bank account? Do you have a bank account?
Yes, I do.
So you believe that the world is rapidly coming to an end. Is that it?
And I'm not a religious freak, but yes.
All right, okay.
I suggest,
since the world is coming to an end, would you sign over to me all of your money? Because the world's coming to an end, you don't need it, and I won't be able to use it.
But just to prove to me that you really believe what you're saying,
can I have all of your money? Because the world's coming to an end.
You know what, sir? If I felt that's what God wanted me to do, yeah, I would give you my money. I would.
You mean God wants you to hold on to your money as you die and the world goes into the tank?
I need to take care of myself. I'm older.
Why? The world's going to end.
I don't know when, but I think we're in end times, but I don't know when it's going to end. No one knows that other than God.
You can't go. I'll tell you what, Jackie. The Bible, good. Glenn Beck, moron. You know, that's just Bible, good. Read your Bible. Glenn Beck, dopey. Glenn Depp, goofy. Goofball. Don't go goofy. Go Bible. All right, Jackie? Thank you. Good lady. 877, although someone's tapping her phone because I could hear that clicking.
Yeah, I heard that too.
877-876-PHIL. Don't want to scare you, Jackie. Here is Josh in Elizabethtown, Kentucky. Josh, what's going on tonight? Josh, you got that radio turned up, and you are now going to be put on hold until such time as we can collect you into our collector. Here's Jeremy in San Antonio. Jeremy, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going, Glenn? Glad to be on the show.
Thank you.
Hey. I just want to talk about healthcare a little bit. You know, people want to bash on healthcare reform and socialized healthcare. I mean, are they thinking that the system we have now with HMOs and ever-rising rates and insurance companies out of control, is that an ideal system to them? I mean,
they seem to want to hold on to it. Yeah, they seem to want to hold on to a system, Jeremy, where not only can they drop you if they want to, if they can drop you if you have a pre-existing condition, drop you if you get a condition they don't like, they can fool around with who they assign the contract to if you're a doctor. So if you're a doctor and you join a certain insurance company, they may reassign you to another insurance company and you don't get paid as much as you thought. We'll be right back. Thank you, Jeremy. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. Shores of El Pacifico. Bill Hendry.
877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Hendry Show. I wanted to get, just before we get to the phone calls, which we'll do, I wanted to give you the latest in the Grayson episode. What's this guy's name? Representative Grayson. I know him by his, Alan, what is his name? He's some guy named Grayson. I knew his name yesterday, and I rapidly forgot his name because I thought it would be forgettable. And then I realized that this clown, Alan Grayson, this guy is running up to everybody in the news media. And I'm the guy that said the thing about Hitler. Did you get the thing? Yeah, okay, that's me. Yeah, good for you there, Alan. He's lapping up the attention here on day two of Alan Grayson gets the spotlight when he said that the Republicans want you to die. And the Republicans are a party that is, you know, encouraging a Holocaust type of health care. All of this may or may not be true. I don't engage. I wouldn't go to that kind of extreme thinking, you know, because that is, first of all, as I tried to say to the last caller, this is, folks, I'm telling you, this is like still relying on a steam engine. This is worse than driving around a Stanley steamer, man. This is, you're riding in a buggy. This kind of back and forth between these political parties is as current as those high button shoes, man. It's as current as I don't know what to say, man. It's as current as the electric chair, okay? Although I sometimes feel like I'm sitting in that electric chair with the dry sponge listening to these people. This guy Grayson, because he's going to win brownie points, because he's got Chris Matthews licking up his rear end. He says that the Republicans, because they're not backing his health care plan and they ain't got nothing, they're encouraging a Holocaust and that they want you to hurry up and die. And then in the same breath says, let's work together. Now, you heard the man say, the guy that they elected president, this guy Obama, let's get that bipartisan thing going on. They can't get any bipartisan thing going on. They wouldn't know what to do with bipartisan. They don't know what it means. They can't spell it. They can't live with it. You take away this fighting, this sparring, this catfighting that these two parties do, you take it away, they would die. I'm telling you, these people would die in their tracks. You know how they say that a shark has to keep moving through the water? If it doesn't, it will drown. I don't know if that's true or not. But a Republican and a Democrat, a progressive and a conservative, a liberal and a whatever the hell you want to call it, these people will drown if they can't fight with each other. They don't know what else to do. So he scores point number one by saying that they're a bunch of basically Nazis because they're encouraging some kind of a Holocaust of people who don't have health care. And then he scores point number two by saying, why can't we just sit down and talk? This is the type of guy right here, this guy here, this Grayson, this is the kind of Obama supporter that when I told you I voted for Obama and I support Obama, but I wouldn't be caught dead with 90% of the turds that supported him. I was thinking of a guy like this. House Minority Leader, he's not even a minority leader. I don't know who he is. His name is Representative Alan Grayson. Here is the House Minority Leader, Boehner.
You did that on purpose.
I didn't do it. I'm telling you, B-O-E-A. Anyway, here is House Minority Leader John Boehner. He says the Democrats need to have a talk with Alan Grayson. Okay, yes, sure.
I think it's time for Democrat leaders and the Speaker of the House herself to rein in some of the rhetoric that she decried just several weeks ago. And if he's not going to apologize to the American people and to Republicans, as he should, really, it's the Democrat leadership's responsibility to have a conversation with their own member.
See, Pelosi didn't say anything because she thinks this is great. He's said all that stuff about the Republicans, and they're going to feel so ashamed of themselves that they're going to sit down and say, we're sorry, let's work together on a health care plan. That's what they think. That's what Pelosi, I guess, thinks. That's what Grayson thinks. They're going to sit down, and they're going to have a conversation about the health care plan because they're so ashamed at their behavior because Alan Grayson, whoever he is, made them feel really bad and they cried. Here's Florida State Representative Alan Hassner, who's similarly upset with Grayson's comments.
To compare America's health care system to the systematic murdering of 6 million Jews and millions of others, it is outrageous. And Congressman Grayson should go back to the floor and apologize for those offensive remarks.
All right, and now we have, in an interview with David Kermit Schuster, we call him Kermit affectionately, of course, I think he's taken voice lessons. Representative Grayson reacts to the GOP criticism.
It's just another Republican hissy fit. Can't they talk about the issues? America so badly needs health care reform. Do they have to make the issue about me? It's been 72 hours since I gave that speech, and so far we've heard nothing from the Republicans explaining what they plan to do to keep Americans alive.
This cat loves it. Don't worry about it. He's making noises like, oh, I'm so upset. Why is it about me? He loves that it's about him. Are you kidding me? His ass is now going to be worth a good ton of gold, man, for about 40 seconds. Coming up here on The Ed Show on MSNBC, Grayson attacks the GOP, then wonders why they don't work in a bipartisan way on health care.
What's your response?
You know, my response is, whatever. America is sick of you, Republican Party. You are a lie factory. That's all you ever do. Why don't you work together with the Democrats to solve America's problems instead of making stuff up?
All right, now here is Chris Matthews licking this guy's rear end.
Well, you sound like a liberal.
Progressive. Populist.
Hey, look, don't hide from that word liberal. It sounds better. Progressive sounds a little, well, I can't say it. Pusillanimous. Liberal's a good word. You got to make it sound good. You just got to make it sound, yeah, I'm a liberal. I believe in opportunity for everybody. I believe in freedom for everybody. I believe in liberty for everybody. I'm an American. Of course I'm a liberal. People should say that. Be more fun.
You have to have a head and a heart.
Yeah, fun.
This progressive sounds like you're hiding from being who you are. The conservatives don't come up with euphemisms. They call themselves right-wingers. They love it. Anyway, thank you. You're on the right track. And by the way, thanks for finally getting around to doing our show. You've done every other show in the world, by the way.
I thought you were going to beat me up.
You're really scared of me, I'm sure. If you're not scared of the Republicans, you're not scared of me. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
Glad to call you buddy. I don't know you, but Adam Grayson, I like your style.
And then he said,
did you really write this yourself with a typewriter?
Oh, my God. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Michael in Phoenix. Michael, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Phil.
What can we do for you, man?
You know, I do agree with a lot of what you say. You're taking the middle ground and going after both people, but
I ain't taking no middle ground. I'm not taking any middle ground. How is it taking the middle ground when I hope that Republicans and Democrats all die in the same bus crash?
Well,
is that the middle ground, huh?
I guess, because you're going after both sides, which is good.
I want them to die. I want them all to die of heart attacks tomorrow. That's taking the middle ground? Okay.
You seem to love John McCain, and I can't understand why he's the biggest disaster.
When have I ever brought him up?
I listened to you for months, buddy. You talk so well about him.
During the election? During the election? No, I don't. During the election, yeah.
You brought him up.
I've never brought him. Never brought him up.
Bill,
never.
John McCain.
Look, do I start calling you Glenn now or later?
No,
hey,
not,
Glenn.
Not,
no,
not
I didn't.
Glenn.
Well, you're talking like him. You're saying things that don't exist.
On.
I never brought up John McCain. Now, look, you're going to have to come with something stronger than, oh, come on.
Okay, I'll tell you what. You talked about how John McCain...
You tell me what I said about McCain. You tell me what I said about McCain. How about that?
McCain in the past
okay,
2 weeks.
Go ahead.
About a
in
week
the past
ago,
2 weeks.
Said how he knew about how to handle Afghanistan in the military, and you made a comment
Never said any such thing about John McCain in the past week.
You never mentioned John McCain's name?
Never. No. Pull the wax out of your ears or whatever it is you need to do, and you get back to me, okay? I know what I'm talking about, and if I talked about McCain, I'd be happy to say it. I didn't. McCain, I'm going after half the Republican Party. He wants me to go after McCain, too. Here is Mike in Bowie, Maryland. Mike, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, Phil? How you doing, man?
Good, thank you.
All right, very good. Yeah, I used to listen to you way back in the day. I thought you was a very funny person, still do. However,
thank you.
I hear your take about you're not Republican or Democratic. Here's the thing, man. I've been studying my butt off the latter part or the best part of this whole entire year. And it doesn't matter which side you sit on, rather Republican or Democratic, this country is still going down. And I'm going to tell you the reason why. I believe with your last caller, I think three callers ago, Jackie, she is dead on what it says in Revelations. Dude, we are the second beast that came out of the earth that exercised all power onto the first beast and had the whole world to marvel after the first beast. Now, my thing is,
You know what's interesting? Back, you know when people really had a point? If you would have called me, say I was doing a talk show and it was September 1939.
Okay.
Man, you would have had me then because it was all setting up, wasn't it? We had the Antichrist, that was Hitler. We had the armies of the earth on the move. It was all beautiful, man. And I would have bought it. I would have believed it. I would have been with you. But guess what happened? The earth turned, mankind dealt with the evil and moved on. What is wrong with saying this? What's wrong with saying this? What's wrong? Just tell me this. What's wrong? Hold on. I know you got the Bible, but hold on. What's wrong with saying the following? Our destiny as a race, the human race, is to deal with these. There's not going to be any easy way out here, Mike. We got to deal with the problems and move on.
Here's the thing, Phil. Like I said, I'm not on this show to try to change your ways either or. You're going to believe what you want to believe, and half the Americans out there are going to believe what they're going to believe in. But here's the thing. Talk show host, anybody out there who is not dealing with, you know, and I'm going to tell you straight up, you know, the United States Constitution, our Bill of Rights, everything that is out there is gone, dude. I'm telling you right now, the American dollar is sinking, and It's sunk before. Let me tell you,
the American dollar has sunk before. What do you say to a guy who tells you that the American dollar has sunk before? What do you say to that?
No.
I want to know. What do you say to someone who? What do you say to a guy who said, you know, we had revelations in 1939 with Hitler and the whole world at war, and we got through it, and we had the dollar sinking, and we had all these other things happening, and the Bill of Rights was going to hell in a handcart?
Being pulled by top elites. But here's the thing, Phil. I do my homework, okay? That bank, that Federal Reserve Bank, is such an evil organization. It shouldn't even be here in the United States, okay? Let's get that.
We needed it at one time. We needed it because banks were going under. Do you understand why we had it?
They did all kind of crap to get that centralized bank here in America. We did not.
All right. Thank you very much for your call, sir. It's starting to get a little weird when he says the Titanic got sunk because, by the way, for those of you who don't know, the Federal Reserve was brought into being because banks did not have enough money to stay open, basically. And it was brought into being at a time when we were on the gold standard and we needed to have gold here in the country so that if a bank said, I've got a run on my ass and I'm going to go under if I don't get more capital, and the bank said, we have the gold here, we'll back it up. It's the Federal Reserve, so you're backed up, right? Then we came along with FDIC. This was a system, folks, a system, a federal system to assist private enterprise in staying in business, to wit, in that instance, banks. That was the Federal Reserve. And then, of course, it gained power insofar as the establishment of sort of this uniform prime rate. And to the extent that it has some nefarious hold on us is only because we see it as a necessary function. We can get rid of it anytime we want to. Someone is going to have to sell us on the need for that. And it's as simple as that. The devil isn't controlling it. The Jews aren't controlling it. It isn't something that was, you know, the Titanic got sunk. It's there. And if we don't want to have it anymore, we get rid of it. And we'll have something better. You know, this is America, man. We're not living in Oz. You know, the wizard man is just, he just ain't, there's no man behind the curtain. Now let's just get off that kick and grow up, and we got a whole new century to take care of. Let's get off of our 20th century conspiracy thinking and paranoia, and let's get with it, huh? Oh yeah, there's stuff going on, man. We don't even know. Yeah, that's the only thing that's going on that you don't know about, man, is the fact that you got some neurotransmitters that aren't firing right. And I think if you went on for that MRI like the doctor suggested, they may find a real big lump there in the frontal lobe, and if we can take that out, man, your problems are solved. All of a sudden, there ain't no mystery, man. There's no conspiracy. What do you think of that? Well, you got something there. Yeah. 877-876-PHIL. Coming up, by popular demand, back the Dr. Green Thumb Report returns. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Green Thumb, paging Dr. Green Thumb.
World famous Phil Hendry show bringing back the Dr. Green Thumb report here on this Friday night. Stiletto stoners, more professional women turning to pot for stress relief, relaxation, according to a report.
Hello, my name is Dr. Green Thumb.
A growing number of the pot smoking public are successful career women, Marie Claire reports in its November issue. They're women with killer careers who feel that at the end of a long, grueling day, the best way to kick back isn't with a cosmopolitan, but with a bong hit. We're talking about highly functioning women. Joanna Coles, editor-in-chief of Marie Claire, said on the Today Show on Wednesday, people like you, Katie. Oh, you don't work for NBC anymore. I'm sorry. Well, whoever you are. And he said, my name is, I'm the fat guy, Al. Oh, yeah. These are not people who are lying on park benches. They're casual recreational users who find marijuana very effective. It's interesting that Marie Claire magazine's image of pot smokers are people that lay on park benches. I'll have you know. Well, anyway, 8 million women over the age of 18 report having smoked marijuana in the past year, according to a study cited in the magazine. The trend may be connected to the fact that marijuana has been decriminalized in 13 states, so being caught with pot in your pocket is a minor offense akin to a parking ticket. When it comes to relaxing at the end of a long workday, some women find pot to be a better option than a few cocktails, which often come with a hangover the next day, according to Cole on the Today Show. Marijuana is cheap. Anyway, they can do it in the privacy of their own home, and it is a very effective way to calm down, she said. How does she know? She smokes a lot of it, and if you read Marie Coles, you'd know what we're talking about. Anyway, wanted, marijuana dispensary reviewer. Colorado is one of 13 states that allows the use of marijuana for medical purposes for patients who have cancer, HIV, glaucoma, muscle spasms, and other conditions involving severe pain. Marijuana dispensaries in those states offer a variety of products from the smokable type of marijuana to marijuana-infused pesto, hummus, candy, and other products. The medical marijuana industry has exploded in Colorado, said Patricia Calhoun, the editor of Westword. So they've toyed with ways to cover the industry, including opening a medical marijuana clinic in their building to help offset declining ad revenues that are plaguing the newspaper industry. Are you kidding me? So these newspapers and magazines that are going under, they're going to open up pot dispensaries to offset the costs of doing business, huh? How about writing a newspaper somebody wants to read? Either that or you can just smoke a whole bunch of dope and pretend you're writing a newspaper that somebody wants to read. Instead, they settled on doing weekly reviews of marijuana dispensaries in a feature called Mile Highs and Lows. Calhoun likened the job to that of a food critic. So, Calhoun, you're blasting up. You better have some severe pain, baby, or maybe it's just the pain you're giving everybody else. This position will require you to have a state medical marijuana ID, so you have to have one of those pre-existing conditions. You don't have to actually try the marijuana at the clinics to get the job, but they say they wouldn't discourage the review of the products if you were so inclined. All right, let's see. We've got some more Dr. Green Thumb news here for you. In Fort Pierce, Florida, authorities said a woman walking through security at the St. Lucie County Courthouse was found to have marijuana in her purse. Well, is that unusual? Oh. The sheriff's office reported a 21-year-old woman was entering that courthouse on Tuesday morning when a private security officer ran her purse through a scanning device. The scanner found a razor, a knife, scissors, a padlock, which led to the officers emptying the purse, and then they found the small bag of what appeared to be weed. A field test confirmed it. They lit up. Yeah, this is weed. Meanwhile, the lady took the bag and ran away. The woman was arrested by deputies at the courthouse and charged with possession of less than 20 grams of marijuana. She was later released on $500 bail, but they didn't give her a dope back. Finally, in Greeley, Colorado, a man who told officers he was a medical marijuana provider has been arrested for allegedly standing naked in a Colorado highway, pounding on passing cars, and spitting at a state trooper. Thank you. Dustin Robbins, age 27, of Westminster, faces 13 counts, including indecent exposure, assault, and driving under the influence of marijuana. Robbins was arrested on September the 25th on U.S. 34 east of Greeley. Witnesses told investigators he was cursing at cars and hitting some of the cars, and he's a medical marijuana provider. Boy, that's really going to kick business upstairs there in Colorado. Two women in their 70s and 80s told deputies a naked man jumped on the hood of their car, broke windows, walked across the roof, and jumped off the back. Damage was estimated at $1,200. Authorities said Robin spat at the state trooper who arrested him. This guy couldn't have been stoned, could he?
Why?
What, are you going to be stoned and you're going to spit at a cop? I don't know. That's a Dr. Green Thumb report here on a world-famous Phil Hendry show, bringing that back by popular demand. And do we have time for a phone call? I think we do. Here is Jay in Nashville. Jay, you're on the Phil Hendry show. What's going on?
Hey, Phil, what's going on? I got to get behind you, man.
How are
you? I'm sounding off to all these people who are getting all in your face about take a stand here, join this side, join this side. Look, man, when I turned 18, I had to make the decision of what I was going to be, and then I realized I'm not even a politician, so it doesn't matter what I am, I'm a voter. I've got to look at the facts, look at the issues, and then vote accordingly. I mean, I don't understand why people don't know what this is all about. And
it's just about what makes sense, man. Yeah, yeah. What makes sense? You know, what's good, man? What's good? What's right? What's wrong? You know.
And I cannot stand Glenn Beck, but I will tell you this. there are people worse than him, because at least he does a funny monkey dance on TV. People like Ann Coulter and Alex Jones and Hardballs and all these people about to drive me nuts.
Yeah,
they need to legalize marijuana and say,
like I say,
because I'm about to go crazy, man.
Legalize that weed for Hardball Matthews, and it ain't Hardball. It ain't singular for no reason. We'll be back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.